Hey everybody, my name's Kristen and I want to welcome you out to our Join the Team webinar. Congratulations on taking the first step to learn about our incredible opportunity. We have two fantastic speakers for you tonight. First up, our MC for the evening has over 35 years of experience in the investment industry, and you might have heard of him on the radio with his show, The Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hour. Coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee, here is Roy Matlock Jr.
All right. Thank you, Kristen. And we're going to get started tonight. And, you know, we've got a great speaker, Tommy Lee, right out of Southern California, 25 years of experience in the business, helping people with their money. And Tommy's built him a great business out there in California. He's got people all over the country. And so what we're going to do tonight is show you what I believe to be one of the greatest opportunities to go build wealth for you and your family that you could ever get involved in. I got started in this thing 35 years ago. I was a kid, and actually, gosh, I said 35 years ago. It actually, man, I think it's longer than that now. I've been here a long time, you know, 24 years old. So I guess it is 35. Yeah, I'm 59. But anyway, I was 24 years old, broke, had nothing going on, I was a college dropout, didn't have any background in finances, didn't have any of that kind of stuff, but I wanted to be successful. And I was lucky enough to get involved with a company that would allow me to get my licenses helping people on a part-time basis. And so I did that. About 18 months into it, I ended up making a full-time commitment at age 25 in 1986. Was my first year full-time, and I made $33,000, which, you know, that didn't seem like a lot of money, but $33,000 in 1986 for me was enabled me to be able to buy a house and buy, you know, pay my own way and be like a 25-year-old that's actually doing something. And so with that being said, the business tonight, we're going to talk about a couple things. First thing that I believe is you got to have a plan to always grow your income. All right. I don't care who you are, always work on growing your income. If you're on here tonight, I want to compliment you on being here. Here's the bottom line. Always grow your income. Always grow your income. And then the second thing, what we teach is how to handle the money you make. And so we're going to be talking about both. You're going to get a preview on all that. And so with that being said, I'm going to turn it over to Tommy Lee. He's directly from Southern California. I've been out there with him not too long ago and living in the land of California, going to take it over. So Tommy, it's all yours.
Awesome, Roy. Thanks so much. And welcome everybody. Super excited about what we're going to share with you tonight. And just give you a little background on myself. I've been here for 25 years, a little over 25 years. And started when I was 28 years old, got licensed in 1994. And had no background in the financial business. Formerly, I was a union electrician out of New Jersey, and really just accidentally bumped into somebody that knew somebody and got referred into the business where I was looking to just learn about money, and overheard a conversation and sort of poked my nose in the conversation. One thing led to another, and I invited the guy over my home to share with me the concepts that we're going to teach you tonight. And we started saving our money, saving in investments, IRAs. Got my brother involved, my father. Everybody started just doing a little bit of investing, and one thing led to another where they invited me and said, hey, you know, we're having an overview tonight, and I'd like to invite you down, take a look at the business side of things. I was open-minded. I was always looking for another source of income, not knowing where this would lead to. But I jumped in within 8 months. I ended up going full time. I left my pension, my annuity, my benefit package. I was working 7 years, just night school to get my journeyman card. And Yoma. I was making great money back then. I was making $31 an hour back in 1993. So one thing led to another, and I jumped in, not knowing anything about financials, but I saw this was a need that everybody needed to know. And I learned so much that I said, I really want to do this. I want to help people. And more importantly, I wanted to make more than I was making. And I wanted to have the freedom of my schedule. And that's really what I jumped in on and said, hey, I want to have freedom and the money, not just, you know, just eke out a living my whole life. So tonight, really sit back, relax, really like put your head into this where you can learn. And if you see something that could benefit you, which I'm sure you will, and you want any part of this, whether you may want to get your finances fixed or you may want to make extra income, talk to the person that invited you onto this call, and they'd be happy to set up a one-on-one after this. So that being said, let me get started here. So here we go. So what is the new... Oh, sorry. Make sure I'm sharing this. Can you see this, Roy?
I don't see it, Tommy.
No.
Okay. Hold on one second here.
There you go.
There we go. How about now?
You're good.
Okay. So what is the new career model? Okay, we've got a lot of things that happened in the last 90 days that people are panicking. We got business owners that are uncertain. We got families that are uncertain. And they're like, well, what am I going to do next? Because people have been home. People have been struggling to pay the bills. The pre-foreclosure and foreclosure rate is through the roof. And people don't know. Okay, so they're looking. And if you're looking, okay, this is what's happened. The world is changing. You have to ask yourself, am I changing? People are remotely working. Will be the new norm. And, that's post-coronavirus world. For most businesses, migration to home working has gone remarkably smooth. Our company transitioned in the last 90 days that I'd say about 85 to 90% of our business was done sitting down with families out there across kitchen tables across North America. And we transitioned, and I'm telling you, it's been, I think it's 90, 95%. And our company has went exploded over the last 90 days. We are growing at a remarkable rate. So it's good times in Primerica. Actually, we're doing double and triple what we did just because of the technology and the things that we can use like today. Okay, we have hundreds and hundreds of people on here that are going to see this all over the country and in the United States and Canada. So IBM conducted a survey among 25,000 people to gauge how perspectives about work, transportation, and leisure changed since the outbreak of the coronavirus. 54% of adults, they want to work remotely most of the time after the pandemic. I have so many people that I'm talking to that they don't even want to go back to work now. They're enjoying themselves at home, but the unfortunate thing is they can't just stay home and get paid, most of them. So they're going to have to, you know, do something, okay? Working from home could make workers happier and save employees and employers a lot of money. Just think. I mean, the overhead that people have, you know, when they have buildings with people in them. Of those surveys, 75% say they would like to continue to work from home in at least partial capacity, while 40% of respondents said they feel strongly that their employers should give employees the choice to opt in to remotely work, okay? So the goal is to become a 2%er, which allows you to live the life on your terms. When I came here, I wanted to, you know, have certain goals, and, you know, we had a dream of moving to California. I said, man, we ever do that, and we did that. You know, it's been 11 years, and it's amazing that we can build this thing anywhere in the world. And we hit the ground not knowing anybody, and we're up and running in pretty much a week or two. Travel, okay, education, family, friends, new homes, charities. What do you want? And you know, are you really living your dream? or are you just settling? Most people, when you really look at it, it's like they're existing, but they're not really living. Okay, here you get to really live and look at dreams and goals and really make it become a reality. So how do you become a 2%er, okay? Become an owner, not a loner, okay? When I was working as an electrician, I didn't even know what I didn't know, okay? I never heard this before. So they said, hey, an employee, you have a job. Your income is based on the position, not on the person. I said, all right, well, that's true, because I was a union guy, and I was making $31 an hour, and I was working hard every day, but my one buddy, there was a drunk guy every week that would be in the trailer, and he would be bummed and just sitting there, and he was getting paid the same rate I was getting paid, and he was doing no work, but he knew somebody, and I was like, wow, that's weird. I'm working hard. This guy's getting paid the same rate as me. So your income is based on the position, not on the person. That's most people. Self-employed. People own a job. People think that they own a business, but they really own a job, okay? When you look at a doctor and you look at a dentist, and you have nothing wrong with these. These are really good jobs, okay? Good because you're self-employed. It's better than nothing. The real estate agent is really only as good as their last sale, right? If the market gets hit and interest rates go up and you're a mortgage guy, that affects you. Salespeople, so, you know, people that are lawyers, hairstylists, they're only getting paid if they're working. If they're cutting a hair, they're cutting a head, they're getting paid. If they're not, they're not. This COVID thing has shut down the businesses. People are not making money if people are not getting their hair cut. So what is it? What's the difference? Okay, when you look at a real business, a business is a system. This is where you have other people working for them, for you. Unlimited income potential, manufacturing, marketing. An example would be like a McDonald's, okay? That's a system. You have other people that are cooking the burgers and they're cleaning the floors and cleaning the parking lots and they're taking care of things, but they have people working in that business and there's an owner that gets paid a certain percentage off of the revenue that comes in on a yearly basis from that business. Usually, okay, it's about $150,000 a year per franchise, but that franchise is pulling in about $2.5 million. And they got to pay all the employees and pay for expenses. But that's a one business system, okay? So you see the difference. And then you have investors. You have investors is where you put money away, like Roy just went over on this last call of financial education. We have a 12-week series and how to invest, how to really get money saved and where it ends up paying you dividend income. And this is where you really can enjoy the freedom. Imagine you hit 65 and you have a dividend check every single month, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a month. Well, you see the side on the left side is gray. The right side is a little bit more color because the right side is the right side, okay? This is A and this is B. How would you like to move from plan A to plan B? Plan A is you work the hardest, you get paid the least, you pay the most in taxes, you have the least amount of freedoms, you don't have any ownership, no control over your finances, and you answer to a boss. That's not really the best way to do things, but that was my only way until I started looking on this side of the quadrant and say, hey, could I get on this other side? And today could be a chance for you to move from plan A and over to plan B. Okay, our business model, what if you could find a legitimate professional business that 80% of North America was your market. Okay, think about that. I mean, we're talking about a large market. Imagine sitting down and just looking at the whole U.S. and Canada and knowing that 80% of the chart needs to sit with you. And you had answers to the financial problems that they have. Imagine that you could work from home totally online and had no overhead. It's amazing. And I know it sounds hard to believe, okay? But we are on the New York Stock Exchange, so this is a real deal, guys. This is a real deal. No products that you had to buy and resell or assemble and ship and export and do all this kind of stuff or cook or make things and then have to resell them. Most businesses have to put so much money lead to that. And when you work when you want to work and as often as you want. I mean, if you want to work on Saturday or Sunday or Friday or Monday, you can work as many hours of the day that you wanted to. You could see as many people that you wanted to, and you can make as much money as you felt like. Our business model, what if you could find a legitimate professional business that provides a scalable marketing and business system? This is where you actually could really make this a system that works for you. What if you could utilize the latest technology like we're using tonight? We're using some technology. We have Zoom that we're using. We have a digital marketing strategy that Roy actually created. That's a marketing tool. That's a system that we have that is a technology. An intangible product that requires a professional license. This is not something that anybody off the streets can come in and just work. They actually have to go. They have to pass a background check. They have to get fingerprinted. They have to make sure that they don't have any felonies. Make sure that we're getting some clean people into this business. And they pass through that background check. And then they have to get some professional licenses. And now they can market a product that, yeah, it's intangible, okay? It's an invisible product that you don't have to worry about, okay? Money is really the electronic transfer. How about having a multi-billion dollar product support system? So I'm going to turn it over to Roy for a recap here. And Roy, if you could just recap what we just covered.
Yeah, and Tommy, we're getting some static. You might want to, while we're doing this little recap, you may want to call in. But we're getting, I think I'm getting it. Kristen, are you getting it too? Or is it just me?
Yeah, I hear static on my end.
Yeah, we're getting static. So Tommy, I might want to check on that if you can. But guys, what we're going to, what I want to do just in recapping where we're at, what Tommy talked about is you think about right now, prior to pandemic, I used to tell people you got to always grow your income. And the way you grow your income is you always get better at what you do. You find something you like. And that's the most important thing because then you'll put the time into it. You become an expert. And if you find something you really like, and then also it's got a market, realistically, you'll never have a job again because you get to wake up every day excited. I've been doing this thing 35 years. I'm still excited about it. And so with that being said, you want to always find something. You always want to grow your income because you're better, get good at something, okay, that's got a market to it. And you can make money doing a lot of things. The second thing that you always do is you manage your spending. You create a gap, and if you create that gap and save that money, one day you'll get financially independent, and you may start a business that you could sell, and that would be great. Well, today, there's a third piece of it, and we don't know what the next pandemic's going to be, but I can tell you this right now. The third area is you got to have a way to do it from your house. All right, I believe that with everything that's in me, you better learn how to do that. So with that being said, what we're going to do now, we're going to get into what we do. Okay, so step number one is how we do it, the market, things like that, work from home, all this kind of stuff. Now what Tommy's going to get into is more of what we do. And so, Tommy, you ready to roll?
Right.
Yes, and I think I got to mute out one of them. And I mute that. Yeah, well, now we're getting both ways. Yeah, how about that?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now. All right, it's good.
Okay, sorry about that, everybody.
It's called right, Zooming.
So our business... educate North America on money. Okay. So the first step is building your financial house. And this is just so simple, but everybody starts with the foundation. Protect your income. We do that with term life insurance. Budget an emergency fund. Accelerate paying off your debt. Retirement.
Hey, Tommy. We're still getting it. We're still getting the static. You want me to take this section and then see if we can get it figured out?
You know what I'm going to do? Yeah, I'm going to.
Here, I'll just start where we're at, and then you work on getting.
I'll work on this real quick.
Yeah, that'll work. Okay. All right, guys. All right, go ahead and stop sharing that, Tommy, and we'll get this done. Hey, guys, hang in here with us. This is, you know, Zoom. Sometimes we have this happen. So, anyway, let's go in here and we'll get this rolling. All right. And so let me get where we're at. Okay. All right, guys. So, okay. So educate North America on money, and how do we go about doing it? Well, the first thing we do is we teach people, see what our business really is. We take an educational approach to money. And I say that if you were on our earlier call, you know, we have a 12-week class that we teach people. We'll be talking more about that, about money. But the fact of the matter is that we help people build a financial house. We give them all of the information for them to be able to do the right things with their money. And then at the same time, what we do is we turn around and we help them with the products and services that are necessary in order to do it. So it begins with starting with your protecting your income. And we do that through term life insurance. Then we go into budgets and emergency funds. Then we teach people how to get out of debt. We have plans to help them get out of debt. Then we go to retirement plans, where we set up accounts for them, college savings plans, and then we help them reach their other goals and dreams. And we do that through what we call a financial needs analysis. And we teach people their FIN number. And you have to ask yourself this question. You know, I had an article that says 47% right now of the people that are out there right now are worried about money. That's keeping them up at night. And so on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your confidence level? That's what we ask people, that you'll get debt-free and financial independent. And so step number one is to know your financial independence number. Your FIN number is the amount of money you have to have so you can stop working. So let's say your goal is 60, you're 30. 30 years from now, you'd like to have 100 grand. After inflation, you need 243,000. That means you need enough money to quit, okay? And that's $243,000 a year. And it needs to last for maybe another 30 years. Okay, so that's a long vacation you're going on, right? Well, that number's $2,624,000. And it would cost you investing $1,421 a month if you began with zero. Now, why are we saying this? Because this is what we teach people. So we go in and ask people, say, hey, you know your FIN number. They're like, what's a FIN number? Well, your FIN number is the amount of money you need in order to quit. And they're like, no, I don't know that. Well, do you think that's important? And they're like, yes, everybody says that. And so then we teach them that. So that's kind of the starting point. Then we get a map to get there. Most people have their money scattered. They don't really know where, you know, we got all these companies selling them products. They don't ever give them a clear direction. So what we do, we know what we want, but get confused on how to get there, right? That's how most people are. And so the solution is, it's like a digital tool, a digital GPS, the goal, the plan, the schedule, a clear route from wherever you are to where you want to go so you can worry less about money and enjoy life more. How many of y'all would like to have that? So we do that. So one of the things I always tell people is when you're watching right now, hey, if you like what we're doing here, you'll probably be pretty good with it. If you don't like it, hey, you probably won't be able to do it. And we know this is not for everybody. So there's two issues everyone faces with money. The first one is in the early years, okay, they have children debt and a mortgage, and if they lost their income, it would be devastating. In the later years, their kids are grown, their debts are paid, that's good, but the mortgage is paid off, but they need retirement income. So what's their problem? What happens if they die too soon or if they live too long? We have two problems that everybody faces. And so we want to make sure if anything happens, our family gets taken care of. And if we live longer into our later years, okay, we're able to have plenty of money at retirement. So what we do is we teach you, and I have people all the time, you know, they call in and they're 65 years old, their insurance came up to renew. And I'm like, you know, you really don't need that much. So what we do is as a life insurance company, we teach people how to get financially independent. So if you die tomorrow, here would be the first question. Would you want your family to be better off, the same or worse? Everybody says better off, right? And so the five biggest mistakes we see with families. They don't have enough life insurance. All right. And it would devastate their family. They've got the wrong kind called cash value. The third thing is they have term from a company that sells cash value. And why does that matter? Because they're trying to get you to buy the kind of life insurance which Consumer Reports says is the worst. It's called whole life or any type of insurance policy that builds up cash value. Procrastination. They haven't done it yet. They keep saying, yeah, I'm responsible. If anything happened to me, I would want to make sure that my family was taken care of, but I don't have anything, or I have it only through my work. And last is the work insurance. So what happens is, you know, we've had 17 million people lose jobs and stuff like that. And they also lost their group life insurance. So not only did they lose their job, but they also lost their insurance. And so there's two options if you're going to buy life insurance. The first option is something called cash value, whole life, universal life. And this will be an example of a family out there. You know, if they were 35 years old and they had $200,000 each, that would cost them $450 a month. So I want you to think about that. That's a lot of money, okay, going out, but not that much. I mean, how long would $200,000 last? You know, if you're able to pay $450 for life insurance, then guess what? Chances are, okay, that you make a decent amount of money. So how long would 200,000, 2 or 3 years, something like that? And it has a retirement plan. It builds up 153,000 in retirement that you can, 30 years from now, what's 153,000? It's nothing. And so what we tell people is buy term life insurance. When I first saw this 35 years ago, I was like, who in the world would pay $450 for $200,000 and have hardly anything at retirement if they could turn around and take the same money and have $1.2 million of life insurance, invest the difference, and the premium's only $189 versus $450 and pays, what, three times more total? And then your retirement is put into a separate account in a mutual fund, and you got four times more cash. And I'm sitting there, I'm saying, man alive, if you could go from one place to the other place, why wouldn't they do it? Yet millions of Americans today, they're still buying the wrong stuff, or in many cases, they have nothing. And so what we do is we go out and we teach people how to buy insurance. We teach them how to invest money. Learn how to invest, become an owner, not a loaner. We don't even think about it. We walk into a bank, we take our money out, we loan it to them. And you know, if I loan somebody money, I want to know two things. Number one is, am I going to get it back? And the bank says, absolutely, it's FDIC insurance. Okay, great. What do you pay me in interest? And they say, well, we pay 0.1%. Or another way you look at it, they say, leave $100 and we'll give you a dime. Leave $1,000 at the end of the year, you get a dollar. Guys, is that crazy? Yep, there's more money sitting in banks right now. I read an article just recently. There's more money in the bank today than ever before, okay? So what if you could own the bank, all right? And what you did is you had all these people loan you money at 0.1%. You loan it back to them on a credit card at 18%. Could you make money? Absolutely. So what we tell people is be an owner. How would you do that? Well, you'd own the bank. You just own shares of stock in the bank. That might be a way of doing it. But you say, well, I don't know what bank to own money, to put money in. Or maybe I don't own a casino or have all this. But what if we had someone, a company that would do that for you and help you pick, and they would pick and put the money in the right places? Well, why is that important? Because the rule of 72 tells you what's going to happen to your money. So let me give you an example. If you take any interest rate divided in the number 72, it tells you how long it takes your money to double. So watch this. If you got 2% and you had $20,000, you'd grow to $40,000 in 36 years. If you got 6%, it would double what? Every 12 years, it'd grow at $160,000. At 12%, watch this. Boom, 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 boom. Here it goes. Watch this. Is that crazy? Okay. So look what's happening, guys, just by going out there, okay, and putting your money to work. You didn't have to work any harder for it. You just had to get a better rate of return. So where do you go do that? Okay. All right. Do you understand, okay, how much money there is, okay, sitting in 401ks? All right. So do you know how much money professional investment, do you understand that? Okay. Do you see a problem? Okay. So what's the mutual fund? The mutual fund is a professional money manager. And what we do is we market mutual funds from the largest investment firms out there, firms you've heard of. And then they take that money, pool it, and put it in the global economy. So what we do is we help people build and protect wealth regardless of their net worth. What we believe is by educating consumers, every family in North America can achieve financial freedom. Now think about that. If you could go out and help people, get them educated, show them how to get their money working for it, is that something good? Is it something you could feel good about? You know, I'm one of these guys that I got to feel good about what I'm doing. And this is what we do. We educate people and we provide products to allow them to do everything from buy their insurance to roll over their 401ks, set up annuities, managed accounts from the biggest mutual fund companies. We even have referral services for auto and home where we save them money for long-term care, anything financial. I always tell people, if you have my business card, you don't have to go anywhere else. We have all of it. So what do? In summary for our clients, we deliver and present online directly to their home. We have all the financial products and we provide ongoing financial education and follow-up. And we do that every single week. We have a 12-week course just on that. So here's what you need to realize. If you want to make money, and that's what we're talking about, I don't care what the business is, you got to do two things. You got to find a need and fix it. And you got to create opportunities for other people and you make money. How about that? That's what Business 101 says. I want you to think through about some of the biggest companies in the world. I always get up in the morning and go to Starbucks. Obviously, they found a need. People want coffee. They want to socialize and things like that. And then think of all the people that work for that company. So what they did, they found a need, they filled it, and they created opportunities. Well, what we do is the exact thing. First question, is there a need for financial advice? Is there a need for what we do? Are the concepts helpful for people? You know, the thing about everybody, all right, has to have money at retirement or they're going to be in trouble. Can you see why our clients love us? Because we're teaching. And can you see how it would create an opportunity? Okay. So what I'm going to do, Tommy, you think, what do you think, buddy? You think you're back rolling?
I got it here. Can you hear me on this?
Yeah, much better. Much better. Okay. So
I'm going to hit those slides for me, man. That would be great.
I didn't hear you. What?
If you could hit the slides for me.
Oh, okay. Very good. Yeah, I can do that. Go right ahead.
Yeah.
So, you're ready.
So, here we go, guys. Sorry about that. I apologize for the technical difficulty here. So, we're going to plug into the marketing and training system and earn unlimited income. Okay. We have, on a weekly basis, Roy and the team of Sales Team Pro has created incredible monthly kickoffs on Saturday, every month, the first Saturday of the month. We have Sunday night training. California time is 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Puts on incredible people that are at high levels to train all of us on how to utilize the system and how to get educated. Monday and Thursday, like right now, this client series goes every Monday night, and you can learn on a weekly basis, go through the 12-week training program on just how to fix your finances. And then we have the Monday night. This is sort of like the business overview that you could invite people on here that they can learn about our business, learn about their finances, and either may want to come in the business or may want, do business with us and get their own finances in order. Tuesday morning, 8:30 a.m. Pacific time, we do a marketing webinar on how to, just create your market, how to use the technology. It's just phenomenal. It's really an unlimited amount of training that you can learn how to do this probably within 30 to 60 days. The entire system is online and can be accessed pretty much. You could work from anywhere. I mean, when you think about this, as long as you have an iPad or you have a computer or whatever, as long as you have a device, you could really do pretty much this business anywhere You could be sitting in Tahiti and doing business. You have to have your licenses, obviously. How the appointment system works, run the system from anywhere and you can make money, okay? Technology drives the business. Many of you were invited through these personal links, and you pretty much click a link and you could invite somebody. You could send that through an email, or you could send it even through a text message. And 12-week customer education series online, that's an ongoing thing. We believe by the end of 12 weeks, if you follow the 12 weeks, you're going to get yourself in shape financially. That's the whole idea here, is for you to get in shape, because we believe that if you are taking care of yourself and getting yourself on track, then you could share that and you could show others. Until you're on some sort of track, you really will not be able to teach somebody if you're not willing to get yourself on track, okay? Weekly join the team presentations online. And one-on-one follow-up with Zoom and online applications. This is incredible. You know, if whoever invited you on here, if you have an interest in doing a financial plan or coming into business, do a Zoom follow-up, and then the applications pretty much can be done online anywhere in the country. So if someone is hiring somebody in another state in Texas, we can do that, and there's a way to actually get them on board and just do everything through online, which is amazing. We have the greatest technology. How the training works, technology drives the training in Zoom, online licensing, training, life, securities. We have a POL system that you can go on and there's an unlimited bank of information on there. There's video trainings that are online. And you can get as good as you want. I mean, now you decide that you're going to do this business. I suggest that you whatever you're going to put in is whatever you're going to get out. There's a lot of freedom, but there's also a lot of skill set that you need to develop. So the more you plug in, it's just like using, if you're going to play the guitar, if you only play it once a week for an hour, how good are you going to get? But if you really fall in love with this business and really love helping people, I believe that you'll start doing well when you keep logging those hours. We have a weekly 2-hour product training, a 1-hour marketing training on Zoom. Everything's on Zoom right now. I mean, we're going to still have some office stuff going also, but right now we're able to capitalize on the technology. The earning opportunities, just take a look at this. This is amazing. Now, this is just, a simple term life insurance policy. Imagine if you helped a family get a 30-year level term, a 35-year-old, and the cost of that is a $99 a month premium on $1 million death benefit, a rep would make $276 in 30 minutes. How long does it take most people to make $276? Look at the district leader, $552, okay? That's in an hour, 30 minutes to an hour. At the regional vice president level, you got $1,216 in an hour's worth of work. I mean, I don't know where you can go and make that kind of money. I as an electrician, I was making $31 an hour. I remember my first check, I made $368. And it was only for like 1 hour. I was like, wow, this is incredible. Another night I made like $850. And it was in one evening, I helped two customers and it was amazing. So here it is, you start, making 276 or 1200. The entire application is done on Zoom. If you could earn this kind of money, $276 to 1200, every time that you help the family, how many times would you want to do that in a month and how interested would you be? I jumped right in. I was like, I've got to try this. Everybody needs life insurance. Everybody needs an emergency fund. Everybody needs a retirement plan. So we're in a business that everybody needs what you're talking about. A mutual fund. Here we go. Approximately a customer spends $500 to $1,000 a month and, investing, and you're reoccurring income on that, on the mutual fund, is I know this doesn't sound like a lot, but $7 to $15 a month, and then you're also going to make money from the term insurance policy. I mean, if you do that pretty much consistently, take a look. If you help one client a week, okay, and they get a term insurance policy from you, and on top of that, that's $26,000 a year. If you help one person, we're actually setting, I set four of these up in the last 24 hours, just getting the IRA set up for people, $500 a month, okay? That's gonna equal another $520 a month in recurring income. We're actually doing one tomorrow. One of our customers is doing $12,000 a month tomorrow morning. It's unbelievable, okay? That's almost $300 a month of just recurring income. But that's $29,000 a year of just income to you. If you could do that part-time, how life-changing would that be? Okay, tremendous. Let's look at the next level of compensation. Okay, we represent the largest mutual fund and annuity companies in North America. Look at this market, guys, $68 trillion. Any business, if they said, you know what, if there was $1 trillion of extra business, you know, and they could get market share of $1 trillion, that would be incredible, okay? Well, the financial business has a $68 trillion market. I mean, you getting a license in here is just like, you know, shooting ducks in a barrel. The recurring income and repeated compensation on this, and you being a part of something this big, there is absolutely no limit on the investment side of things. We have people like Roy, like I said, that manages almost $1 billion of assets, other people's money. Now, watch what happens with this type of compensation. All applications done, like I said, online. I have not been in someone's home in 6 months, okay? All the business that we have done has been online and using Zoom and using applications that are online. Take a look at what you would earn on the investment side of compensation here. Based on just a $300,000 rollover, okay, remember, people leave jobs and they got to roll that money over. They could roll that into an IRA. If you did one rollover a month and it was $300,000 as a regional, you'd make $53,000 a year. That, and you don't even have to be full-time, but if you can make an extra $50,000 a year just bumping into this stuff, what would that do for your finances? What if you saved half of that, okay? Does not include the residual and recurring and repeat investments, okay? What does that mean? Every time someone puts money into an investment monthly, whether it's $300, $500, $1,000 a month, we get paid on the money going in, we get paid on the total assets that are under the management, and we get paid a 12B1 fee, a recurring little trail commission off of that on a quarterly basis. So it's repeat income, all applications done through Zoom and online. We actually have a little thing that you could share the mouse and they will take control of that, enter their social security number, and the applications are absolutely 100% compliant, done through electronic applications. We have ways that they can actually email them the prospectuses, so everything is in compliance. Pretty amazing. Freedom comes from recurring residual income, passive income. Every day that you work, that you're not working for residual income and you're working for someone else is having you as the residual income. Why not work every day for your own residual income? And that's what I got excited about. I was like, wait a minute. Every time that I build my business, I get compensated for the future. So we're building future income. It's like planting seeds and then farming those seeds for the next 20 years. It's that good. It's amazing. It's a whole different way of thinking, a different way of life. So you gain freedom, freedom of time and money. Freedom of money is recurring, meaning you can do nothing and you make money. And if you're making enough money, you have the time to work, not have to work, and you can spend time with the people that you want to spend time with. Very few times do you end up having you know, the freedom of time and money. Very, very few. This allows you to build that. Build your own brokerage firm. Look at this, okay? And here's the thing, we're not saying that you're gonna go do this. Imagine if I told you that we're gonna help you do this. Roy, the leaders that are on this call, a lot of the licensed people, will step in there and make sure that we help your people get licensed and help them get trained. And then we use the system that if you plug into the system, you'll learn every week and you'll start getting better and better by plugging into all the trainings. But imagine if you and us together, we built a whole financial arm for you, okay? It's a whole separate financial company. And we got 10 people that get security licensed. And those people do 10 policies a week, okay? And your income off of the 10 policies a week would be about $224,000 a year. And then imagine if they did 10 rollovers a month, okay? And you start generating another income where they're getting paid and you're getting paid, okay? Annual income, $258,000 a year from the investment side. We got two big businesses, and we didn't even include the mortgage business. Quicken Loans just signed on with us. The mortgage business is a whole nother financial source of income. Each one of these businesses, we have people that make $1 million a year in the mortgage business in the past, $1 million a year in the investment business, $1 million a year in the insurance business. We have those three industries right at your fingertips. So the total income from this would be $483,000 a year to you. I know that sounds mind-boggling. It's like, my God, how could you? The financial business is just a totally different world. When I was making $50,000, $60,000 a year as an electrician, if I did not work, I did not get paid. And then I started thinking different. I heard a different kind. I says, this sounds interesting. And then it got exciting. And then I was like, you know what? I got to do this. In our 10th year, we had full ownership of the business. So here it is. Does not include personal production, residuals, recurring, repeat business. We have people that just get laid off from their jobs and keep on investing those monies. And Roy, you want to just do a little recap on that?
Yeah, well, Tommy, real quick. Yeah, I just, guys, so what we're talking about is a way you can build it from home. You never have to leave your home. And pretty much you can, based on licensing requirements, you can do it. You know, I'm licensed in every state, so you can do business anywhere in the country with a product line that covers everything financial, all right, everything from, you know, the time that someone is born with college plans all the way to the time somebody passes away, retirement plans. And so from birth to death, people are going to be using financials. You know, something interesting about things too. Have you ever always thought about, you think about all the movies that have ever come out and that has to do with finance. It's always people do well. They make a lot of money. It's the highest paid industry in the world, the insurance and investment business. And so what we would be doing is helping you get into a system, get licensed with us. In addition to getting licensed with us, you're going to also get trained. And we have an ongoing training system that will allow you to one day actually go out and do things like we're talking about doing, where one day you can start on a limited basis. And then one day quit your job if you wanted to and make a whole career change like Tommy and I did. And so with that being said, we'll go to the next one, Tommy, and we'll kind of finish it up here. How about that?
You got it. 99% of our reps start part-time. We have three different career paths. This is what I did first, started spare time part-time, helping friends and families where, you know, it was something a little new to me because I'm an electrician, but I said, hey, you know, I'd like to learn something different if I can help people. And I just got my feet wet, started part-time, and I really started loving what I was doing. You can move from part-time, spare time to part-time. They have more consistent income on a weekly basis. You start getting several licenses. And then once your income goes to a certain level and you say, you know what, I'd really like to do this full-time and, you know, have the freedom, to control my own time, my own schedule. We believe that, you know, any full-timer really should be concentrating on making $10,000 a month. And we could show you how to do that without even having that large of a business or team. To make $10,000 a month here is not a real, like, you're not killing it, but you're doing pretty good, right? If most of you were making $10,000 a month, it'd probably be more than your job. So just got to plug into the system. If you're going to do this, you do have to plug in, and you got to really be disciplined with your schedule. We're not going to sort of tell you every little thing that you have to do, but you have to do it. If I said I was going to do it, I said, I'm leaving my career. I'm leaving my pension. I went in and I says, tell me what I got to do, and I'm not going to miss anything. And that's really what you got to do. Plug into the system if you're going to do this. How do you get started? We represent the largest mutual fund annuity companies in North America. Complete a business application, independent business application. This is where, you know, we have the whole system. We have the companies. We have the software. We have everything going. We're going to even fork out all the licensing costs. We're going to pay for your security license, your life license. We're going to invest almost a couple thousand dollars by paying for your licenses initially. Now, people say, well, oh, here's the gotcha. They got to get $99. Guys, you know, we lose money when we hire somebody, okay? Our company makes that investment and says, we got to take on the risk of bringing you in. $99 is a background check. $99 gives you a little skin in the game and says, hey, you're serious. You're going to go to the licensing school. You're going to finish the class. You're going to follow through with the paperwork, right? $25 a month is really the software that ensures you that you are protecting other customers' social security numbers and their privacy. And it's really, you know, a way for us to do business that it protects you, it protects us, and it protects Primerica, because we're dealing with a very, very large industry. And yeah, it's a little investment, but it's a worthwhile investment. We believe that implementing your own financial plan is critical, okay? If you come on board and you say, yeah, I want to go help everybody else, but I don't want to help me, you're not going to have much credibility here, and you're not going to last very long. You need to get your own financial life in order. If you don't have life insurance, if you don't need it, I mean, but I believe everybody really needs it. Nowadays, especially with the COVID, you got to protect your own insurability, right? So here it is, okay? Get your plan started. So then you could say, hey, I did mine. Let me show you what I did. Here's where I was. Here's where I'm at. And here's where I'm headed. Okay. When you could do that, you're plugged in and stay plugged into the system. Next step, schedule a follow-up interview with the person that invited you onto this call. Jot your questions down. Okay. Just say, you may have some questions. That's okay. We want to answer them. We want to make sure that this is a good fit for you and us. But the two things I would tell you is, you know, don't overthink it and don't go listen to somebody else that hasn't done something that's successful. That was a mistake that I see people make. They go talk to their family member that never did anything and they try to discourage you from doing something like this. I saw that happen to me. I was like, you know what? I'm not listening to people that never did anything. I'm gonna follow what I feel is great. So make sure you make that clear decision and act fast so you really get yourself going. I feel that people that they, and I'm not saying too fast, but make that decision, go for it. Just like make a decision, get your own financial plan started too. If you're not interested, still schedule a Zoom appointment. Follow up. Maybe you learn something about your own finances that we can help you with. Get your own finances in place. Become a client for yourself. You know, you'll put yourself on the path to be totally financially independent, totally debt-free. And then if you later on down the road say, you know what, I'd love to do that with this company and come on board, we would still welcome you back if you wanted to come back. Attend our educational workshops, guys. I hope this help you out. Is there any more slides here, Roy, or is that?
No, we're good. We're good. Hey, Tommy, great job. And guys, like Tommy said, if you are on here, you know, I always tell people that you got everything to gain and nothing to lose in a business like this, because the very worst possible outcome that people get is they learn about money. All right. And that's your worst outcome. And it's the most important outcome that you'll end up getting. You're going to get trained on money that will help you to get yourself financial independence, kind of like you're on the inside rather than the outside when it works like that. And then you, I remember when I first got started, I was living out of town. That was back before email. And I sent a letter to my dad. I said, you know, I'm going to get a license and see what happens. All right. And at that time it was $61. And I put $61 in. I was like, man, I'm going to get a license and see what happens. And then I remember back then we had to pay for our securities license. And my daddy's like, mom and dad, they're like, what do you want for Christmas? And I said, you know, I want a securities license. Okay. And so they paid for it. And I guess they were wanting to get me off their payroll for sure. But anyway, but the point being is that I gave it a try is what I really did. And then what ended up happening is, you know, 3 years later, 2.5 years later, I was full time. I was making money. And 10 years later, I'd gone from being broke to being financially free. And so I've lived my whole life from age 35 on. You know, I took care of the thing that bothers most people, and that's money. All right, I took care of that problem. And so some of you right now are at a point where you're looking for something. Hey, this may or may not be for you, but if for some of you, hey, yeah, this was a good call for you tonight. And so we appreciate your attendance. Get with the person that invited you. They will show what the next step is. Hopefully we'll see you on some of these calls in the near future. So with that being said, y'all have a good night. Thank you.